Praise his name. You happy to be out this evening?
Yes.
Let's all stand, if you will. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Glorious Heavenly Father, oh God, your blessings, Lord, your goodness to us, Father, leaves us speechless, Lord, to see the care you have for us. And Lord, why? What have we done? Lord, nothing but your grace and your mercy. Lord, that we may look back to you and cry, grace, grace, grace.
Yes.
Oh, how I love you. Lord, I pray, Father, as you are walking amongst us tonight, Lord, I don't need to ask if you're here because I know you promised it.
Yes.
But Lord, as you are, I ask that you would just look into our hearts, Father, and bless us tonight of what we need. As I know you will, as every good father would. Lord, have your way. Bless us now. May your will be done in every phase of the service. Lord, that you would get the glory and honor. I ask all this in your blessed name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me in our Only Believe books. I'd like to start there. Page 252. I haven't sung that in a while. Heaven came down, glory filled my soul.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
232, sorry. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my nights were turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine. Justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came, took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Hallelujah. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Oh, now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believe, riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Amen.
Oh, and at the cross the Savior made me whole. My
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Amen. Oh, what a wonderful day. Praise his holy name. Page 157. Same books there. I've anchored in Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Upon life's boundless ocean where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon his mercy and trust in my. Oh, I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I'll fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored in the rock of his heaven. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their turmoil cease. My pilot and deliverer, to him I all confide. For always when I need him, he's at my side. Oh, I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and savior, in him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I'll fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he had power to save. I've anchored in the rock of heaven's sand. Oh, I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll bring. Anchored in Jesus, I'll fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he had power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Amen. Anchored in Jesus, for he had power to save. Oh, he truly proved it in my heart and life. Amen. Let's turn page 244 before we quit there. Amen. Heaven's Jubilee. What we got to look forward to, saints?
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed.
Amen. Praise his name.
Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fly to that. Oh, hallelujah. And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning. Oh, glory.
Amen. What a day.
Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in
heaven.
Oh, and with all the heavenly host, we begin to sing. Singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Oh, praising Christ through ages.
Oh, hallelujah. And oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting.
On that happy morning when we all shall rise.
Oh, what glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise his name. What a day. Sing it.
And oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting. On that happy morning
when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory.
Hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Amen. Are you looking forward to that day?
Yes.
Oh, saints, assurance in your heart.
Praise
Amen.
God.
It's going to be a wonderful day.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. Would you like to come up for the offering, brother?
Precious Jesus.
Where would I be without Jesus? Oh,
where would I be without Jesus? Oh, where would I spend eternity? Oh, lost in a world full of sorrow. Oh, without Jesus, where would I be? Oh, tell me, where would I be without Jesus? Oh, where would I spend eternity?
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, lost in a world full of sorrow. Oh, without Jesus, where would I be?
Stop and think of all he's done for us, saints.
Yes.
Oh, he's so worthy of our praise and glory. I may have a request on your heart. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Precious, precious Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, you, Lord, the English language, the all the languages of the world. Lord, we can't come close to praising you enough, glorifying you enough. What you've done. Lord, I know what you've done in my life, Lord. But Lord, with the best I can do, Lord, I just give you my life. Surrender everything I am to you, Lord. Lord, this is a reasonable service. Lord, you're so wonderful. Father, the needs upon the people's hearts tonight. Lord, you know what they are. Lord, I just ask that you would reach down and touch each and every one. Father, what may be a problem to one may not be anything to another. But Lord, then that one may have something that the other one has a problem with. Lord, you know it all. Father, we can help each other, strengthen each other, draw strength from one another. But then, Lord, you can fill in all the gaps and meet the needs. We love you, and we just want to say thank you. Knowing that it's a finished work. We do appreciate it. Lord, in the remainder of the service, we pray that you would bless the brother as he brings your word. Make it easy on him, Lord. May our hearts be open and pulling. As we ask all this in your blessed name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would somebody have a special tonight? A song on your heart. Josh, you got something?
Jesus. Yeah. Precious something.
Amen. I can stumble through it. You help me, can you?
Jesus.
something about that grace. Sing it again. Oh, Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, hallelujah. Praises. All righty, that's all. Let's just sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
You love him? Amen. Sure enjoyed the service this morning. Thank the Lord for his precious mercy and his grace. Amen. So we just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, each time that we have to come and together with you around the word with saints of like precious faith, Lord, we count it a great honor and a privilege. And Father, we come humbly before you tonight, Lord, just asking you that you would help us, Lord, to take a text from these few scriptures and quotes, Lord, that through the foolishness of preaching, something would be said, Lord, that would strengthen and encourage, Lord, and help us along the way, and to help us to watch, Lord, to make sure nothing distracts us, Lord, from finishing this course that you've set before us. Father, we just pray for your mercy and your grace. Nothing we've not heard before, but Lord, maybe something will just be said in a different way that it would help us, and we ask it to your glory and to your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While you're still standing, if you want to, would you turn with me to the book of Job and read a verse of scripture here and just take a little thought for this evening. Just thank the Lord for the desire we feel, the pull we feel, and the earnestness that we can feel in our hearts to, it's, you know, as we think about it, it's an individual affair. We've each one got to make sure. We got to put our blinders on. You know, you put the old blinders on a horse. Sometimes when you see them pulling, when they have them in a team to keep them from seeing the other ones so they can keep their focus ahead, pray that God will help us to keep the blinders of his word on and keep us focused to what we're looking at. But Job, the first chapter, and if you would, let's just start there about the sixth verse. Very familiar. And there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And then answered the Lord and said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, that Job feared God for naught. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. You know, God sent a prophet to truly show us God's great plan from the beginning to the end. And tonight we're just going to exhort a little bit, but just to stop and think about this situation that was happening here and how Satan, you know, God was so able to say, have you considered my servant Job? And looking down upon him with in God's heart, I'm sure he was glad. He could see there's one that's holding my ways. He's doing what I've instructed him. He's obeying me. He fears me. And Satan looking down at him immediately, if you'll notice, Satan took it to the natural. Well, it's because you're blessing. It's because you give him all this stuff. You got all this here. Take your hand off of him and make him mine and let's see what will happen. We won't take the time to read the whole thing. You know the story. But nevertheless, I want you to think about yourself tonight as God's purchased and little elect lady, as an individual sitting here. God is watching over you. He promised he would never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. But nevertheless, Satan is going about as a roaring lion, roaming to and fro. And for who? For your brother? For you, for me. As an individual before God, we got to think about that. And as each time when we come and have an opportunity together around God's word, we sit here listening to the word come forth. And Satan, your adversary, is right here with us. He is not getting far away from you. He's going to try to cause distractions, to distract you, to make you be thinking about something else, to take something away, or to be right there the minute the word comes forth, just like he did to Eve, and say, God, don't mean that. You know, Satan don't change his tactics. He didn't get, his ways are still the same. He uses the same tactics that he's always used, but Brother Branham said he's had 2,000 years to work at it. And as we get farther down the road and get to this time, you know, as you can look back at the Garden of Eden where Brother Branham said, even in the garden, those two trees, their branches intertwined. Yes. And we see it there, and we see it all down through the framework of the church, and we see it right down to our day, and we're not exempt. And so God is watching over you. Satan is also trying and going to try. He's not going to make it easy. If your life is a bed of roses, I'd be worried, as the prophet said. But I want you to think about that. And you know, all of God's men has warned us and put out these warnings to watch. And I just thought we would take the time and go back and read a few scriptures and to remember to caution us. We're running in a race. And we'll read what Paul said. But let's go here to 1 Peter first and just put this with this in Job. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Like I said, you've heard all these things before, but just place it in our hearts this evening. For God's word truly is spirit, and it is life. Yes. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, the more you listen to the prophet preach and see God bring things out, it makes you just realize how insignificant you are at trying to bring a sermon. God is amazing, though, but you know, God knows exactly how to do it and when to do and what to do. And I know I rest secure in his plan. Amen. Yes. Not in my abilities, but what in God can do. Yes. But here in 1 Peter in the 5th chapter, and let's just pick up here we'll just start at the 6th verse. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. But Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So as we walk through this life, and as we see the cunningness of the devil and what's put out there, and you know, sometimes it is true of how we pull mental pictures into our mind. You know, the human race is a visual learner, and as on the grand scale of things, we learn by seeing things, and how is you know is we've seen it through like children's books and through the Bible and story times, and it's been spoken on many times by many different people, of how sometimes you see these pictures and we grow up with those images in our mind thinking that's how things are. And sometimes we truly forget that the devil is just a spirit. And he works in many different ways. You know, sometimes you get to worrying and thinking and looking for a demon or looking for this and looking for that, when focus to God's word and look at what God has said. And God totally uncovered him. He didn't leave us in the dark. We are children of the light. God has shown his light and sent a prophet to turn on that light and to show us where it's at. But you know, as we go through, you've got to be willing that when that light shines, to sweep out the dark corners and to sweep out the dust and let it truly take its hold in your life. And we don't, as human beings, we draw our own conclusions too quickly, and we're not willing to back off of it. And you know, as Brother Branham, just for an example, if you think about it, and when he was speaking in the first seal, and he was talking about denominations, and I want you to think, it just struck me in a little special way, and I know you know these things, but he was talking about Martin Luther came with the truth as the first reformer, and he preached the just shall live by faith. That was absolutely God's word. And as time went on, the group that was with him, they took that one word and stopped right there. They would not accept the light that came from Wesley of moving on. And they formed in their own mind, they said, this is it, we don't need that. And they died right there. And how it's true, we see it come to the Wesleyan age, and the same thing happened again. And we see it move into Pentecost, and there it happened again. And here we stand today with a prophet that's come to shine the light on God's word. And our adversary, the devil, is here today. We can just say, I'm going to take our prophet and I'm going to stand that he was a prophet, and that's where I'm going to stand, and I'm not going no further other than I believe he was a prophet, and we'll die right there. Because you and ourselves, we've made a denomination unto ourselves. We've created a creed or an idea in our own idea that this is good enough. And you can do that. You might come different stages and might come to this point and you can do the same thing. But it's all the word. Brother Branham capitalized that many times. It was A-double-L, he said. And how we've got to make sure that we stay open as the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us, that we don't let Satan hinder us down and just focus our attention to one thing, or to get us to say this is far enough, we've come close enough. But let us keep pressing for the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus until this body changes, till that day. And I drop this robe of flesh, let me keep reaching for those higher heights in Christ. Amen. Amen. That's the pressure that he's put in us. But how we don't want to get satisfied with, oh, I've jumped in the spirit and I've danced in the spirit, I've spoken in tongues, all these things. We can, in our own mind, we can build ourselves to that platform. I'm good enough. I've come far enough and I've done enough. But oh, there's a higher height in Christ for each and every one of us. It don't matter how long you've been serving him, there's still a higher rung to reach. Amen. He set it up that way, and it's the way it's going to be. Amen. Let's go here real quick to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9. You know, it's... And it's something to think about, of how, you know, we often reference the church being like a hospital. But think about how in the Garden of Eden, God allowed both trees were there. Think about it. Yes. Right present. And it's not changed today. God permitted it to prove that he is God. And what he says he will do. And he said he would have a bride that would not fail, no matter Satan's tactics. And he's going to prove it out. But you just stop and think about that. Every time we come into service, this building, whatever building you want to join into, there's three kinds of believers in every congregation. So you just be aware that your adversary, the devil, is not that far from you. And he is trying. He's going to try to get your eyes focused over here. He's going to get your eyes focused over there. And you know, as our pastor has used the reference of the little story about the lady carrying the glass of water around the church. How true that is, and it may seem so insignificant.
But keep your eyes on Jesus and focused. Not on everything that's happening around you. But keep it focused to God's word. He will see you through. And oh my, may we be a people that truly are focused to Him. But here in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and the 24th verse, if you would. Amen. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And as Paul, and there's many other scriptures that I said we mentioned, where he said, I strive for the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We're running a race. We've been sent here for a purpose. Each one of us, by God's grace, has felt the call in our hearts. We've had the desire that drawed us to this place in life to realize I'm not of this world. This world is not my own. I'm just passing through. And I was sent here for a purpose, not to live like the rest of the American citizens, not to be part of this world cosmos and all that's here. But I was sent here that Jesus Christ could have a representative in this day, that He could use my eyes, my hands, my mouth, and my life to prove to this generation that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He changes not. He will have the preeminence in a body of believers that even if they couldn't speak a word, their life will bear forth a testimony that proves they believe God and honor God in all that they do. And that's where it's got to come to. Everybody, as our brother read it this morning, everybody says they're a Christian anymore. And Brother Branham said you shouldn't even say you're a Christian if you ain't been filled with the Holy Ghost. Think about the importance of God's word. And it's easy to come along and say, well, he didn't mean it quite like he said it. No, God meant exactly what he said. Yes. A Christian is to be Christ-like, and without his life inside of you, you can't be Christ-like. Amen. And how as we see the importance, we cannot let Satan, I ain't going to say men, I'm not going to say church, you can't let Satan drown down what God has tried to do and to show us. But that's what Satan does. But you've got to realize God is using man and Satan is using man. And it don't have to be the preacher on the pulpit. It can be your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, whoever's around you. Satan's going to find somewhere. He don't have no hands. He ain't got no eyes and he ain't got no mouth. He's got to find a vessel to work through just like he did in the Garden of Eden. He found something to work through and he's looking today for something he can use for you and I to destroy us the same way he destroyed Eve. But we've got to be watchful. And to be sober. It's a serious time. Yes, we've been called. We've been chosen. And he said he would never leave us or nor forsake us. But he's seen fit to warn us through the mouth of many of the prophets of old. Be watchful. Be sober. And be vigilant. And never let your guard down. Why did he say that? He that's in us is greater than he that's in all of the world. But who you yield your members to, his servants ye are. And how we must remember all of these things that is written in the Word. And how what you feed on, that's what you're going to grow by. And how we must see that. And there's only two spirits controlling everything that's happening in the land today. You want to come to church and raise your hands and clap and sing and praise God? Absolutely, I can tell you what spirit draws you here. You want to go set at a football game and cheer and yell and watch the cheerleaders run down around the ground? I can tell you what spirit brought you there. I can tell you who's in charge of that. I can tell you who manufactured that. You don't take anything God's profited. You don't need me to. It's laying in His precious word. He has showed us where we're standing. Let some man tell us it's okay to do those things. Let him say it's okay to take a little drink. It's okay to nip your hair when God's word said something else. It shows where we're standing. It shows what's laying inside you and where your destination's going to be. And God has told us and told us and told us, and we want to push it off. Well, this man says it's okay. This pastor says it's like this. That pastor goes too far. No, God's word's laying in front of each and every one of us. And every one of us as an individual is going to answer to the words that are written on these pages. Amen. And God's prophet declared it plainly. You can listen to any tape. It's there. And it lays there for each and every one of us to honor and to respect and to hear. God's judgment has come. And oh, may we truly receive it here and straighten up our lives and let it truly do the work that God said it would do in our hearts and in our lives. Each and every one of us has got to come to that place. Amen. Don't matter where my name's, whose church roll my name is on. It ain't going to matter one mount. It ain't going to matter which teacher I sat under. It ain't going to matter which pastor I sat under. It's not going to matter where I sat. It's going to matter did I line up with God's word on that day. Oh, may we truly realize that and focus our attention to that before it's too late. That it's not a church, it's not a certain person, but it's God's word to you as an individual. But oh, may we take all things into consideration. Paul said, obey them that have the rule over you, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. God changes not. Oh my. If we could but rest assured in that. We've come through the world science and all that we learn as we grow up, things we hear, and everybody's got an explanation for everything that happens, even the natural. But God's word is laying before us. And if anything looks a little bit contrary to what God has said, it goes out the door. And we line up with God's precious word. And how we have to be careful. Science is, it's very interesting. You know, some of us are maybe a little more intrigued with learning. And things, we're made up different as human beings. And, you know, some of us like to understand, how's this thing work? I need to tear it apart and look at it. I got to figure it out. There's nothing wrong with that. But we've got to make sure that we don't let our education or science take us from what God has given us, and to put an explanation to something that's outside of God's precious word. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 6 here real quick. We'll grab this. Amen. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. It's about the 10th verse, I believe. And Paul speaking here, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. And for me, that the utterance may be given to me. Let me see. That's good. We'll stop right there. But praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So I want you to just notice this driving that was in Paul, the soberness that many times he told us to seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The many different places he spoke on these things and how it truly was conscious to him. If just real quick, we'll just go ahead and put it in there. It ain't going to hurt nothing. Let's go to Hebrews real quick and just catch some of these things Paul said, just a few short verses. In Hebrews, we'll just the second chapter to begin with, just think about this. It's been read many times, but therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, unless at any time we should let them slip. And how that just has struck me, you know, there God sent a prophet to deliver the word and to speak what was needed for this age. And sometimes men come along and God gives gifts, teachers, there's teaching gifts, there's pastoring, all these gifts. But it's good to go back and listen exactly what the prophet said and to line it up with the things in which we're hearing and have been taught in the past. For as we grow as calves in the stall, as the word comes forth and we mature and we grow, just because I heard it once don't mean I just leave it lay there. But go back and listen to it again. And let it, with the more I've grown, as I go back and listen to it again, watch it bring new meaning to where I am today. God's word is inspired. And it is, as we said, it's spirit and it's life. It just keeps adding to you. You never get tired. But Paul says we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us
by him that hurt him. And then Hebrews over here in the fourth chapter. Let us therefore fear, a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed in faith with them that heard it. And oh, how we should cry out for revelation. That, Lord, as I hear your word, don't let me just hear it. But, Lord, let me truly receive it down on the inside. Let it become part of me. Let it take my life over. That it is an expression that shines back forth and shows out to others. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go over here. Let's see real quick. I had one more wrote down. Yeah, we'll just save that. Let's go to 2 Peter in the third chapter here. Let's read this. Amen. It's, you know, you see all these scriptures and you see it go together. But you know, there was once a time before God sent a prophet, we wouldn't have had the understanding that we have today. But God has grace blessed us. Luther, all he had was the just shall live by faith. He saw that much. God revealed that much. It was time. And Wesley had his portion along with that, and he saw that much. And Pentecost came and they saw this much, but then God sent a prophet. And all the loose ends were tied up. And the picture is now in plain view. It's laid out for us who we are, where we came from, and where we're going. If we find ourselves written in the pages of this precious word. 2 Peter in the third chapter in the first verse. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that you be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant, that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Just think about those two words, in all holy conversation and godliness. And as we look around us, make sure that, as I said, don't set your eyes over here and don't set your eyes over there and say, well, this is going on over here, it must be okay, this is going on. No, we must keep our blinders to God's word. What is holy conversation? His word tells us. What is godliness? It's written in the pages of this word. And God sent a prophet to show and express it to us. But we let people, we let men, we let ideas, family members, whatever it may be, steal away from us what true godliness is. We let them explain to us. Maybe it was our father in the natural as we're growing saying, this is okay, but it doesn't line up with God's word. We might have had our mother tell us, it's okay to go do that thing. Don't worry about it. It's all right. But does it line up with God's word? That's where as individuals, each one of us, there was a time as we were growing, maybe we didn't know, but each one of us as we come to adults, it's on us. As we come to the age of accountability, it's your turn. As an individual before God, are you lining up to this word? Do you have godliness? Is your conversation holy? Are you matching in the mirror of God's word when you look? Do you see God reflecting in your life? Yes.
It's not about our families. It's not about our churches. It's about Jesus Christ and you as an individual becoming one. Oh my, there's only going to be a few. May we be one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seeing then that these things should be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, and I pray each one of us is in that we. We're the special people. Some people aren't looking. Not everyone's watching. Not everyone's diligent. Not everyone's being sober and really watching where they're standing. They're looking, not really paying attention, as it was in the days of Noah. They were eating, they were drinking, they were given in marriage. All these things were going on until Noah went into the ark and the door was shut. And for 7 days the ark sat there with the door closed. And the people all around, what's going on? What's going on? No, God shut the door. And they, oh my, may we truly pay attention to what the God has given us. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in his epistle, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Oh, saints, how we ought to truly, it would do us good to go back and study those things we've already heard. It's good to go back and listen to things maybe we have listened to, and to give God an opportunity. Maybe I listened and listened to the prophet read. Maybe I read the prophet's message fully on this thing a long time. But let's go back. And when I could recommend, if you need something to listen to, does God ever change his mind about his word? Go back and listen to the things the prophet said. And I believe that was I didn't write down the month, but it was in 65. But oh, go back and listen and let the things ring fresh and turn your mind away from maybe things we've grown up in the past, things we heard over here, this was said, and focus your attention to Jesus Christ and act like it's the first time you've ever heard it and say, Lord, open my understanding to these things. Amen. You sisters can come to the instrument if you would. Brother Branham in the message, this was actually in the Laodicean church age as he was getting down. It's in chapter 9, but it was as he was getting down towards the bottom of the page. He says, O elect of God, be aware and study closely. Be careful and work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Rely upon God and be strong in his might. Yes. Your adversary, the devil, is even now going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Watch unto prayer and be steadfast. This is the end time. Both the true and false vine are coming into maturity. But before the wheat matures, those ripened tares must be bound for the burning sea.
Yes.
They are all joining the World Council of Churches, and that is the binding. And soon the garnering of the wheat will come. But right now the two spirits are at work in two vines. Come out from among the tares and start to overcome, that you may be considered praiseworthy of your Lord. And fit to reign and rule with him.
Hallelujah.
And may we truly think about that, as right after that he went into the overcomer. And that's where we must stand today, each one of us. Let us make sure that we are overcoming. And how are we going to do that? Only through the word and by his mercy and grace. But may we truly open up our hearts to him and truly lay in his presence and say, Lord, open my understanding. You know, there's a lot of things that I need a greater understanding of. And you know, each one of us, if we were honest, we might have been serving the Lord for 50 years. But God is ever here and there's ever present. And he can deal with all of our hearts. And we're never too big. humbly, of humble mind. Look at how that just ties right in. May we truly be ever in his presence and saying, Lord, show me the way. Amen. And oh, may we be yielded to him that when the word comes, maybe it's against my thought process of the way I've been brung up. Maybe it's against something I've heard in the past. But if it's God's word and it's laying there, Lord, here am I. Yes. Let it be to me according to thy word. Amen. Amen. Pray you can take something from God's precious word. Amen. He is so precious, so real. Amen. And you know, we each one, we're growing. And by God's grace, we're going to reach the goal. Amen. But we got to keep on. And you know, we often reference that God's got a big timepiece. And Brother Branham said it was always clicking right on time.
Yes.
And we know that's the truth. But don't let us get in our own mind and think that clock hand's still down here when it's right almost at one tick to midnight. May we truly watch and be mindful that tonight could be the last click on that clock. It's today is the day of salvation. Yes. And while you will, don't harden your hearts against the Holy Spirit. But may we be open to him and say, Lord, here am I.
Amen.
There is a higher height. There's a higher place in you.
Amen.
Lord, show me where to go. Show me how to reach you. Don't shut him off. Amen. As we all stand, if you would. Let's sing that little chorus. How's that go, Jesus? Do you know him? Amen. Amen. I can hear the words. I can't think of the title. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. Without him, I can do nothing.
Amen.
Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I would but fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship.
Moves. You know, it's sitting in my room before I came. There's the note to ask you to listen to, does God ever change his mind? That's why I knew the date. And Brother Timothy mentioned it. I believe we ought to do that. Amen. Because that's definitely the Holy Ghost. And I'm not lying to you. I had to stand before God on day of judgment if I wasn't telling the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Lord, it laid on my heart to ask you to listen to that. And I was going to ask you, did you listen to the two messages Brother George told you to listen to? If you did, great. That's wonderful. If you haven't, still do so. But don't forget that one too, because the Holy Ghost wants you to. This puts man out of the picture. Okay? It was confirmed. All right? So, April 18th, 1965. I have it right here with me. Yeah. It's so powerful. Some tremendous things in there that we all need to make sure is a reality in our hearts and not just something we talk about. Amen. I enjoyed the message tonight. It's wonderful. Very good. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for all that you do. As our brother said earlier in his prayer, Lord, seeing how mindful you are of us and how you watch over us, we greatly appreciate it, Lord. We just ask again tonight that as the words came forth, that, Lord, it'll find that good ground in our hearts. And Lord, we would not be forgetful hearers. We would truly be the doers of the Word of God. So we ask that you would bless us, Lord, and continue to reveal your Word to us. Give us the revelation of the Word. We all need revelation, Father. So we ask that you would help us now. And as we part from this little place, Lord, we ask that you'd help us to truly not part from your presence. But Lord, walk in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God. Thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord. We pray that you'll just watch over us now as we go home and travel on the roads. And those, Lord, that drive so far, please keep them safe, Lord. Bring them back the next appointed time. And Lord, just let us all gather in thee, O God, to glorify you. And once again, gather around the Word of God. We ask it again to your glory, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. We'll give the glory to Jesus. Amen. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus. And tell of his wonderful love. We'll give the glory to Jesus. And tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of his wonderful love. Amen. Just keep telling of his wonderful love. May God bless you. You're all dismissed.